This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
No shit, all Sherlock. It's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Matt Orify.
Oh,
Aaron,
we have
to restart JPC.
He got in a hot air balloon. He's getting further away.
Wow.
Robot JPC is gone. JPC, can you...
JPC is flat. Hey, and I'm back, baby. I'm all made of flubber.
God, I wish we had had human JPC on this episode.
No, you're all made of flubber? I think this is dolphin JPC.
Well, why couldn't it just be flubber JPC? Well, fine, it's dolphin JPC.
Because I haven't seen the movie? That's why.
I remember when that movie came out, the guy ran out of the theater saying, "Flubber's dolphins! It's just dolphins!"
Quick update from last week. My boyfriend still hasn't cleaned the microwave.
Well.
It's true.
I think I bet you $100
on
true.
That.
And I texted him about it, and he said, LOL, I forgot, LOL.
I love that because it shows that he's having a good time and he's not going to do it.
Also, quick update. Grab somebody you're interested in romantically. Sit on the couch, watch the first 20 minutes of that movie, and you'll be crying in tears. You'll want to have some more fun.
The movie is
up.
Mm. Quick update. Interesting.
Nice. We'll cut this out.
No, I loved it. No, Adam, that's really good. And your brain just moves faster than our brains. That's
it
the point.
Moves at the speed of lightning.
I got a question.
Yes. Oh, Aaron, I cede the floor to you.
So this is such a delicious time of the year. Mm. Best treats. Best treats October through December, right? What are some food recipes? What are some recipes we're making right now?
I don't do any food recipes.
Chili, cornbread.
Cornbread, yeah, chili. Do you make chili and cornbread?
Yeah, pot roast stuff in my crock pot or Instant Pot.
Will you send me some recipes?
Yeah, of course.
I'm talking to you and I'm talking to the listeners. Send me gluten-free recipes.
Ooh,
thanks.
Yes.
Guys, I named a few, maybe a month ago, I named a breakfast sandwich that I make. And I named it The Weekender.
Talk us through it.
Well, so
it keeps dating Gigi Hadid or what's her?
What do you know?
What you is know, your frame of reference? What's your reference point?
Is everything in your periphery?
Mm-hmm.
Is anything, do you fully know anything or is it just a little bit of everything?
Oh no, I've been seen.
Fully no. But the point of it is that I've never, I don't think, named a food item before, mm-hmm. especially one that's like,
you should have named it the JPC.
I called it the Weekender.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can either have it on a weekend, and that's the only thing that you'll do that day, or you can have it on like a Monday and it'll end your week. But it's just a massive breakfast sandwich. And I've been using that phrase around Mariah a lot. Be like, I think I might have a weekender today. She's like, stop. But also when she's like, I'll have a weekender too. And I'm like, okay, well, what do you want on yours? And she's like, well, yours, but like smaller. And I'm like... Okay, well, that's not a weekender, and I don't make non-weekenders.
It's a weekday?
It's a weekday.
I call it a weekender, W-E-A-K.
Ooh.
What's on the sandwich?
It's basically I go to the Jewel that's right by my house, canonically, mm-hmm. And I buy one of their Asiago cheese bagels, cut that bad boy open, put 3 vegetarian breakfast sausages and 3 eggs on it, and then 3 slices of American cheese.
Okay, do you scramble the eggs?
No. I fry it over hard.
Okay.
Yeah, so sometimes I leave one of the yolk in, but if you leave all 3, it's just too much yolk.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. And then You and then I three vegetarian sausages.
So what I do is I like I said, cut it in half, put the three sausages down. After you've cooked them, put the cheese down, put it back in the oven so the cheese melts, then throw the egg on top.
That sounds amazing. Send us a picture of your weekender.
I gotta throw a pic of the weekender up there just so everyone can see. And then I'll put a picture of Mariah's on there and then I'll like caption it like not the weekender.
But does she eat meat or does she have the vegetarian sausages?
She eats meat, but she also eats vegetarian sausages. We just have them. Mm-hmm. But occasionally she'll have like if we have like bacon or prosciutto or something in the house. It's again, it's not the weekender.
And spaghetti famously, she won't eat meat, but she sure likes the bone.
Yeah.
Because she's a dog?
Yeah, because she's a dog. Dog likes the bone.
Do you have a breakfast sandwich you make?
I like to make take an everything bagel, mm-hmm. toast it, put cream cheese on it, put mm-hmm. sriracha on that, slice up an avocado, put a fried egg on it, and throw it away.
Throw it away.
Yeah.
I call that rich.
Makes sense to me.
Aaron, what do you eat for breakfast?
I eat a lot of different things, but my breakfast sandwich is like gluten-free everything bagel. And then
Umis.
Like a pepper jack cheese, avocado, scrambled eggs that I make with a tiny bit of olive oil instead of butter. It makes them feel like they're super like creamy and cheesy. And then
the olive oil makes them feel creamy and cheesy.
Try me. Go make scrambled eggs with olive oil.
I only use olive oil when I make scrambled eggs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never mind.
When you said instead of butter, I'm like, butter would be my instead of.
Butterby.
I just take issue with creamy and cheesy.
Well, I also put a good amount of
cheese.
No, I put water in and then I put a splash of like a milk, whatever milk I'm eating. Or
if I was looking for a substitute to use instead of butter that would make make my eggs creamy and cheesy, I might use cream cheese.
Whatever.
If I use a substitute, put an attack on our chair. Fucking substitute.
Yeah, put a razor blade in her apple.
Can we also, if we're going to task the listenership with maybe making a weekender or sending Aaron recipes, my favorite thing in the world, especially this time of year, is like smoky stuff.
Mm.
Anything like a smoky
like
beer
weed?
Or like weed. So if you know anything smoky, please let me know because that's my favorite.
I want
everything
sauces?
To taste like a campfire. I love hot sauces.
So, yeah, because I like the smoky flavor of hot sauce more than I like the heat, like the hot, hot flavor.
There's a hot sauce called Waju, I think, Waju, mm-hmm. and that's like my favorite hot sauce because it's like – it has spice to it, but it's more like – it's almost like jerk. It's mm-hmm. like Jamaican.
Where'd you get that?
Amazon.
I said, why'd you get that?
Amazon.
What's your frame of reference?
All right.
Were you also asking about like treats though? Like fall treats?
Well, that was a very satisfying conversation
to me,
so I feel pretty good. But also I just love food and mm-hmm. I want to talk about it more.
Nut muffins.
You know something I love?
Did you stub your toe? Nut muffins.
Nut muffins. No, a kid found my haunted amusement park, pulled a mask off my head.
Anyway, what about your dog? Yeah, okay.
Well, my dog? Yeah, they borrowed my dog and the dog helped them solve the crimes. It sucked for me.
Yeah, my brain wasn't working.
Do you remember that cereal commercial that was, what you eating? Nut and honey. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
There's a cereal called Nut and Honey.
Nut and Honey.
You'd be like, what are you eating? Nut and Honey. You'd be like, no, seriously, what are you eating? Nut and Honey. And then it gets violent.
Oh, Jesus. I was born in the 90s, so this one's tough for me.
You were born in 1989.
You were famously born during an episode of Best Week Ever.
Yeah.
Or I Love the 90s.
I Love the 90s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And is this a riddle podcast?
This
or
is a riddle
it a
podcast.
Breakfast sandwich podcast?
It's a breakfast sandwich podcast featuring riddles.
Yes, but it's many things.
Mm-hmm.
That's the title of this episode.
We're a
breakfast sandwich podcast featuring riddles.
Yeah, we're a hive mind. We're a podcast. But we're also sometimes, every once in a while, a game show. Money, fuzzies.
No,
it pays to be right.
I just moved. I really need the money.
$100 giveaway.
Adel Refies, $100 giveaway.
Based on the book Attitude, My Life in Riddies and Puzzies.
Uncle Adel writes a check.
Money, fuzzies. It pays to be right. Adel Refies, $100 giveaway.
Adel Refies, $100 giveaway.
Based on the book Attitude, My Life in Riddies and Puzzies. Uncle Adel writes a check.
That's right. It's game show number. This is our third game show, but we lost one, the live show.
Because we did it on a boat and the boat sank.
The boat sank.
That was the episode that JPC was ripping up money. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
So many people got upset about JPC ripping up dollar bills.
Yeah, but some people got strangely horny about it.
I think it was just you. That was you who got horny about it. You're looking
in a mirror. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Was it me?
JPC gets horny about it.
I get horny about the destruction of money.
Let's give you something to horny about.
Eat the rich.
So the other thing about our podcast is we're slowly pivoting away from riddles.
So we're going to go to the game show. You two both know how this works, hopefully. There's $100 up for grabs.
Yes.
I'll write a check for whoever wins with the amount that they won. They're not going to get a full $100. Possibly they could, but most likely you two will split the pot. Whoever has the majority will get a check for that amount.
Yes.
Any questions?
What is the things that we yell that like?
Yep. So we're going to change it up a little bit. We're still going to have I listen to my co-hosts, which if you say that, you can play the card without any competition. So you can basically box out the other person. But you have to answer a question about the other person's personal life.
Cool.
Meaning that you listen to them. The other thing that's going to happen is we're going to only do one other thing, which is at some point throughout the show, and this might happen multiple times, I'm going to say rap for daddy.
Sure, okay.
When I say rap for daddy.
What if you can't rhyme?
That's going to be a problem. When I say rap for daddy, you both have to do a rap. I'm going to give you a topic. So I'll say rap for daddy, write circus food.
Circus food? Mm-hmm.
It'll be that good. So,
oh,
and then
no.
You both have to do an AABB rap.
Okay.
And whoever I think has the better rap will get $5.
But again, if you cannot rhyme.
If you cannot rhyme, JPC wins the game automatically. $400.
I can't rhyme. This seems pointed.
If you cannot rhyme, but you can rap, here's my suggestion. Just try.
Okay.
What?
We good? We good to start?
Yes. But instead of any questions, I don't really like that phrase. So on the podcast, can we now just say David S. Pumpkins?
Yeah, David S. Pumpkins.
Thank you. Especially for this holiday season.
Okay, so here we go.
Just switched the card in his hand. Like I just said what was on the card that he was holding. Did that card just say David S.
Can
Pumpkins
you see through my
it?
Hand? It did. I said, who's a part of it?
Okay.
Here's the first question. Don't forget you have to puzz in. If you don't puzz in and you say the answer, you're basically giving the other person money.
And you have to wait till the end of the question to puzz?
No.
No, okay. You can puzz whenever.
Okay.
Okay. You're going to get $1 per correct answer for this one.
Yes.
10 U.S. states that border Canada.
Puzz.
Yes.
Washington.
Okay.
Montana.
And the minute you get one wrong, you're done.
What? I have a minute to get one wrong?
Yep. Washington, right. Montana.
Washington, Montana, North Dakota.
Okay.
Minnesota.
Okay.
Wisconsin.
And that is wrong. So you get $4.
Ah.
Aaron, you have a chance. I'll let you steal two of these. Not steal, but you can answer two of them.
Maine.
Okay.
Vermont.
That is correct. You get $2. Scores $4 to $2.
Fun.
Isn't that fun?
Fun. Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, you can also win improv during this game show. So we're going to see a scene.
I never know how to do that, though.
That's why you lose. Mm-hmm. We're going to see a scene. Uh-huh. Aaron, I want you to be Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
JPC, you're going to be a Vermonter from somewhere in Vermont.
Okay.
And you two have met at the border. You're in love, but neither of you has a ability to cross the border. So that border separates your love.
Any progress on the passport, eh?
No, I've made no progress on the passport. I'm from Vermont. Yeah. I've been trying my best, but I can't find the office that gives them.
Yeah.
Any luck on my passport to get into Canada?
No, they don't want any Americans right now, eh?
Why is that?
Because you don't love hockey as much as us. Yeah. Also, you're a very violent country that doesn't know how to treat people right.
Okay, yeah, and you treat people just right up there in Canada.
A little bit better.
What race is your prime minister again? I always forget because he seems to be switching that every once in a while.
Are we going to talk about our leaders?
Okay, first of all, not my president. I got the T-shirt that says it. I voted for George Bush.
End scene. Great. And so it seems like they were not in love. So
no, I was about to.
Sometimes
you're
love.
About to what?
I was going to say, let's kiss through this fence, eh?
Yeah, see?
Let's kiss and make up through
you
this
You were
going
to skip before we saw kiss through the fence?
And JPC, we're going to make that fence electric.
Got it.
I can't kiss you through the fence.
Come here, Zap. Zap.
Oh, Zap, Zap. Matilda, look, Zap, I want to be with you.
Can you see my bones every time I, you see my full skeleton every time I,
Stop saying Zap. Stop saying my dead twin brother's name. Oh, I know I'll never be him.
Same. Aaron, I'm going to give you that one. See you win. I'm going to give you $3 for that.
Thank
Is it because I said that thing about Justin Trudeau?
Yeah.
No, you were right.
Aaron has $5. JPC has $4.
Fuck.
And we're going to get into it early. Let's go ahead and rap for daddy. I feel like I put an F on rap. Am I saying rap for daddy?
Did you
rap.
Say A-B-A-B?
Rap for daddy.
No, A-A-B-B.
A-A-B.
And is it Raffy for daddy?
It's Raffy for daddy.
Wait, you said you have to give us a topic.
You're going to rap for daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And the topic is going to be Canada. And you must start with, my name is blank and I'm here to blank. And if you say blank JPC, you automatically lose the game show.
I can't say blank. Do I have to use my own name?
Do whatever you want.
It's Canada.
It's Canada.
Got it.
We'll start with JPC.
But it's A-A-B-B.
Yeah.
So you said, I have to say my name is blank and I'm here to blank. Mm-hmm. So that has to rhyme.
No.
Wait, what?
My name is Adel and I'm here to say.
Oh, got it.
I love to rap in a major way, right?
And it's about Canada.
Yes, it is.
My name is Leaf and I'm here to blow Canada up. Tell me about it, ho. When I'm down in the USA, I buy a gun and bring it Canada way.
Perfect. Aaron?
I'm sweating. I want to cry.
Okay, that's your first line.
My name is Toronto.
honey.
And I'll tell you about me pronto. I have to do a second rhyme.
What are you doing?
I have to do a second rhyme for pronto.
No,
my name is Toronto, and I'm here to say comedy here is good every single day. just because we have really great hockey doesn't mean that we've gotten real cocky.
Nice. Very good.
Oh, my God.
Very good.
You've known me that
she did it.
I get panic
My name's
panic
Toronto,
attack.
And I'm here to pronto.
I should get a dollar for being a good sport because you're making me do the thing that gives me panic attacks.
Aaron, if you let me talk for a minute, what I'm going to say is I'm going to give you $20 because that's the hardest I've ever seen someone work.
Can we have a can we make a t-shirt that says my name's Toronto and I'm here to pronto? I apologize to all our Canadian listeners.
There are parents listening to this who work three jobs and are like, fuck, give that girl some money. That's the hardest I've ever seen anybody work.
My name's Toronto and I'm here to pronto.
I think that's the hardest I've ever worked.
The funny thing is you made it so hard on yourself.
Well, because I get so scared, you guys. I get so scared. Rhyming, I honestly
Your
think
dad was
I wasn't,
killed by a rhyme.
Yeah, and I honestly think I was born without the part of your brain that can rhyme.
And I was born in a rhyme zone, so.
Oh, man.
You don't know how to rhyme. I was born
in
a rhyme zone.
Is that the Joker?
Yes,
that's a Joker.
That's actually the thesaurus.
All right, next question.
Yes.
I'm going to give you three things. You have to tell me what they have in common.
Got it.
Here we go. A tombstone, a courting couple, a dried fruit vendor. A tombstone, a courting couple, a dried fruit vendor. Don't forget to puzz in.
A tombstone, a dried fruit vendor,
mm-hmm.
and a courting couple?
Yes. A dried fruit vendor. So a vendor who sells dried fruit. A tombstone and a courting couple all have something in common.
Boy, oh boy.
Do we lose points if we get it wrong?
No. Do you want to?
No.
Yes.
No.
No. Puzz.
Yes.
They all have dates.
They all have
dates.
Nice.
JPC gets that right. That's $5 to JPC. JPC now has 9. Aaron has 25.
Oh, man.
I'm calling it now. JPC will still win. I fucking know you,
not if
dude.
Not if we do another rap.
I know
I'll be down
you
another
did.
$50.
I want to see a scene.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You two are a courting couple,
mm-hmm.
But we're going to work on all three of these things. You're a courting couple, so you're on a date.
Mm-hmm.
You're both terrified about dying and trying to make plans for when you do die, and you're both dried fruit vendors.
Okay.
This is fun, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your joke was so funny just now.
Thank you. It's
and we flash back 30 seconds to hear the joke.
What's the difference between a banana, an unpeeled banana, and a man's erect penis?
What are we at work? Tell me.
Seeds.
Your joke was so funny just now.
Well, it's not my joke. It's Jack Black's. Yeah. We got it from a Tenacious D CD.
You're really distracting me. Sorry, I got so scared when we went by that graveyard. I just hate thinking
about
it.
I'm so sorry about that. Can I... Cards on the table.
Yeah.
I'm 51 years old. I'm a dried fruit vendor, and I don't want to die alone.
And oh, want to know something funny about me? I'm 51 years old. I'm a dried fruit vendor, and I don't want to die alone.
Well, it feels like The Notebook.
Did you read my notebook?
Yes, if I'm being honest,
I did. That's totally fine. I sort of was hoping you'd crack it open.
Well, to be fair, I did read your notebook. What I just said wasn't true. I just got it from your notebook. If I'm being honest, I'm 51 years old. I'm a dried vegetable vendor. And I'm desperately afraid of dying alone.
Well, this is a real person living in Canada, person living in Vermont. Neither of them have a passport situation.
On the count of three, you say your favorite dried fruit, and I'll say my favorite dried vegetable.
One, two, three, tomato.
Seed.
JPC. Wait, you guys. Wait. Are JPC and I in love? And I'm serious. This is not a bit. You guys, I'm scared. Addle.
Are tomatoes a vegetable or a fruit?
Addle.
Yes.
Stop the game for one second.
Addle's just shuffling.
Can you believe that
together.
Just happened? We both said tomato.
That's wild.
We both knew the other was going to say tomato.
Here's what I'll say. At the end of this episode, you can choose to take the money.
Or eat a tomato.
It's like Love Island. You can take the money or you can play for love.
Oh, nice.
This is that millionaire.
I just said it's like Love Island. Aaron, you lose a dollar.
I know it's like Love Island, but what's that millionaire show?
Love Island.
That was on for one season.
Joe Millionaire.
Million Dollar Man.
It's something.
Can I be right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it Million Dollar Man? Back.
I don't know. But that does remind me, Rap for Daddy.
What's the topic?
Topic is $1 million. And Aaron, we're going to start with you, unless you start crying, and then we'll switch to JPC.
Does it have to start with My Name Is?
It has to start with My Name Is Bare Naked Ladies. No, it can start with whatever.
Okay.
But the topic is $1 million. Here we go. Rap for Daddy.
I'm a millionaire and I love to go to banks. But before you go, I'd like to say thanks. I made my money because I inherited it. I don't think that you should worry about shit.
Wow,
she pulled it off. She fucking pulled it off.
She said worried about shit. Oh.
I'm bleeding from everything. That hurts so much. I hate
But most
rhyming.
Visible is your butthole.
Most visible. Yeah. For anyone who hasn't seen a picture of us recording.
We record like Jim Carrey and Ace Ventura. We all wear Hawaiian shirts and we talk through our butt. JPC, Rap for Daddy, Millionaires.
Millionaires.
Or $1 million.
$1 million. $1 million bucks, $1 million smackers. You can get it if you are hackers. Go on to the website for the bank, hack into it, and start to spank.
Nice.
Great. Aaron?
This was actually good.
Yes, it was good.
No, it was. It made sense.
Why did it make sense? Because you're hacking into a spank bank.
Aaron, I'm going to give you that. You're going to have...
Thank you.
This is $5. You get $30.
Nice.
Aaron has $30. JPC has $9.
I really want to win that car.
Oh. Yeah.
Good.
You said this card?
I really want to win that card.
Well, you can win anything here on Money, 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 Puzzies, Puzzies, Puzzies. It pays to be right. Addle Refies $100 Giveaway.
Addle Refies $100 Giveaway.
Based on book Addletude, My Life in Riddies and Puzzies.
Uncle Addle writes a check.
Money, 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 Puzzies, Puzzies, Puzzies. It pays to be right. Addle Refies $100 Giveaway.
Addle Refies $100 Giveaway.
Based on the book Addletude, My Life in Riddies and Puzzies. Uncle Addle writes a check.
Here we go. What do these three things have in common? Rose, gator, orange. Rose, gator,
Puzz.
Orange. Yes.
They're all bowls.
More specifically?
Footballs.
They're all footballs.
College footballs.
They're all college footballs.
I love
college with my friends.
I want to see a scene. Mm-hmm. The two of you are approaching me. I'm the dean of a college. I'm going to say I'm the sort of president of the NCAA.
Okay.
And you two are working for me, and I've tasked you with coming up with new bowls for millennials, for the new generation, because everything we have for bowl games is outdated.
Yeah. First of all, I think you're absolutely correct.
Oh.
What you have is outdated, and it needs to go. It's bad.
I agree. And I also think the joke that you told just now is so funny.
Very funny.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And we flash back 30 seconds to the joke.
What's the difference between Division I and Division III?
What are we at work right now?
I don't know.
Is it?
About $50,000.
But first of all, I want to say that you're so right about the bowls. The names are bad. They have to go.
And I just want to say the joke you told us right now is so funny.
We flashback 30 seconds to the joke.
What's the difference between Division I and Division III?
What are we at work right now?
What am I at work right now?
Wait, something's wrong.
What?
Did you both just say that?
Wait, why did I say that? I've never said that.
I'm getting deja vu.
Finish the joke.
Finish
Division
the
one.
Joke.
Let's go back
Division
30 seconds.
$50,000.
What's the difference between a banana and a penis?
Only one will fit in a tailpipe?
$50,000.
$50,000.
Let's go back 30 seconds.
I think
we should do the bowling ball bowl.
Hello. Come into my office.
Hello, welcome. You've made it back 30 seconds.
Out of
this
size.
You've peeked beyond the curtain. This is death.
Oh.
JPC, your death makes sense.
That makes sense.
Okay, come on, guys. Yeah, I'm death. And I was...
That joke you told 30 seconds ago is so funny.
Okay, I'll tell... You want me to tell it again?
Yeah.
I'll tell it again.
Is your alligator death?
Different episode.
Same. I mean, I think the audience wins that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give you each $2 for that.
Thank you.
I like how we stayed on the premise so well.
I like that we supported the premise that we were stuck in a time loop and that nobody sold that out. All right. Whoever puzzles in first will get this, and they'll get $1 per correct answer. You got to name for me the 9 members of the Brady Bunch household.
I can't.
Puzz.
Okay. If you get...
Puzz.
Okay, great.
Greg Brady.
Yep.
Marsha.
You don't have to say Brady after each one.
Well, so one's not going to be a Brady. I'm going to say Alice.
Okay. Greg, Alice.
Marsha.
Marsha.
Jan.
Okay.
Little Scooter. Bobby. No. Jack.
Yep. You're right with Bobby. You were wrong with Jack. So
Damn. You
don't get anything.
I don't get anything.
No, because you have to get them all.
Okay.
Aaron, I'm going to tell you, since JPC got it wrong, I will give you $1 per name if you can name... 6 of the 9.
Wait, but hold on. I just did 6.
I don't care.
Okay.
Jan, Marsha, Alice, Sleepy, Doc, and Grumpy.
And Zach. You forgot Zach.
And Little Scooter.
Who do we miss? Who do we miss?
The 9 members are Carol, Greg, Peter, Bobby.
Fuck.
Carol.
Peter.
Mike, Marsha, Jan, Cindy, Alice, King of the Hill, Barbie. Hey, Barbie.
Boomhauer.
So nobody gets that one.
Okay, fuck.
All right. Here we go.
Really want to win this money.
This will be, versus having to get them all right, you get $1 per correct answer.
Okay.
Okay.
Name for me the 9 dance styles in American style of ballroom dance.
Puzz.
Yes.
Salsa.
That is incorrect.
Oh, wait. American style. Oh, fuck.
I'll give you a redo, but it'll cost you $1.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, this is
swing.
That is incorrect.
What?
No, you're right. It's East Coast swing, but I'll give it to you.
East Coast swing.
There are 9 types of ballroom dancing?
Unless I'm lying.
Okay.
And then if
the waltz.
Yep.
That's the jive. I'm just kidding.
Hand job. Ball to hand job, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hand job. Okay.
See? Fuck. How do you like your hand jobs? Cindy?
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
You both said Jesus. Oh, my gosh. You are in love.
Okay.
So you have waltz, you have swing.
Waltz, swing. They're all American dances.
Yep. And Aaron, so far you have 2 of 9.
But I feel like a lot of ballroom dancers are not American.
I don't. That doesn't matter.
Like tango isn't American. salsa is an American.
Tango is one of them.
Oh.
So you get that. And so you have...
Samba.
That is close but incorrect.
Sambra.
That is correct. You have 3 of 9. Aaron, I will give you all nine.
Mm.
$9 total instead of 3 if you rap for daddy about one of these dances.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we
I'm
go.
I'm ready. Okay, hold on. Here's a true story that I'm gonna tell, and I promise that I won't yell. Early when I was dating my current boy, we thought it would be funny to bring us a lot of joy. And I'm gonna keep going so you can get to the end of the story. If we took swing dance classes, but we were given our asses to different people. We were dating different people at the time, and we thought we'd take swing dance classes, and both of our partners at the time was like, why are you going to take swing dance classes with your platonic friend? And so we decided not to do it, but we were probably secretly in love, and that's why we didn't do it.
No.
I just want, it's hard to do tell a real story while you rap.
Yeah.
Aaron, I'll try again.
We found that.
I'll try it again.
One more turn.
Not only do you not get the points, but
no,
may
I got
God
it.
Have mercy on yourself.
I got it. I'll do it again. I'll do it again.
One more time to tell the same story, but wrap it.
No, I'm not going to tell the same story.
No, you should.
No, I can't. All right, I'll do one. Let me tell you a little bit about the tango, but first let me eat some of this mango. It's a sexy dance to do real fast. this is your favorite part of this podcast. Whee!
We're gonna take a quick break.
No, stop! I did the best I could.
Aaron, do you think the
you
dog,
do it? You do a rap about a dance.
Do you think the dogs in the puppy bowl celebrate when they get a touchdown?
Yes. But that was pretty good,
Aaron. I can't tell you that first one was...
Well, I gave up to just try to tell the story.
I now understand when people talk about rubbernecking when they see like a car crash, like you want to slow down to watch it. I now understand that sensation.
I have a lot of other skills, but also isn't that funny that we were like, yeah, I'm going to take swing dance classes with my platonic friend. Everything's fine. When really we wanted to kiss.
It'd be funny if it rhymed.
I hate it here. Give me a point for being a good sport about being bullied.
Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to not give you a point. Do you feel bullied?
No.
Do
I just
feel
like I'm trying my best to do the thing that stresses me out more than anything.
Because if you legit feel upset, we can stop.
No. I like it. I just keep in mind that I do get true anxiety when it comes to rhyming.
Okay. Do you want to remove the rapping from our...
No.
Okay.
JPC's genuinely good at it, and I got to keep hearing him do it.
Yeah, I'm really good at it.
Can you do a rap about a dance before we go to break?
Absolutely. Let's do a rap about a dance.
Wait, actually, let's go on a break, and that will be us re-entering is on the
Hold
rap.
On, give him time to think. Do it now.
It's the same for us. We do this record. Let me tell you about my Dance the Waltz, but first let me tell you about my buddy Chuck Schultz. I wrote
Schultz
Peanuts. It's a comic. If you don't like it, you could suck my dick.
Okay, so let me tell you about my friend Chuck Schultz, and then you switch to Chuck Schultz's voice?
Yes.
Okay.
He was featured on
Honestly, $20.
I want my text tone to be Adel just going, okay.
All right.
He was featured on that rap.
And take a break.
Before we go to break, Aaron, I'm not going to give you points for the rap, but you made our hearts sing, and people are probably getting in car crashes, crying, laughing.
Mm-hmm.
But I am going to give you the three original points you had for the three dance styles.
Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. Oh, can you name the rest?
Yeah, so they are bolero, foxtrot, rumba, Viennese waltz, East Coast swing, my favorite Boyz II Men song, cha-cha, mambo, number...
Five.
That's $1 for JPC.
Beam, 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 beam,
and,
beam, beam, beam.
Tango
Mambo.
And Waltz. JPC, as we go to break, name all the women mentioned in Mambo number 5.
Veronica, Jessica, Mandy, Chuck. Wait, hold on.
Hi, I'm Chuck Schultz.
Monica.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick.
You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
And thrusters go. Engine 3, go. All right, we have liftoff. Oh, Aaron and JPC, I just sent a bunch of our money into space.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
Well, it's kind of the same thing as how we're wasting it right now, right? There's all those unused subscriptions that we have that are just sort of...
Boy.
Adel.
Aaron, you want to drop some knowledge on this fool, or should I
would love to, JPC. Adel, you sort of had the right idea, but we use the Rocket Money app. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's also my most used app on my phone by far.
Ding, 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 ding. Most used app, Adel, okay? And it doesn't just... Look, I know what you had good intentions. You put a bunch of money in a rocket and sent it up to space. Great intentions. But that's not what Rocket Money does. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help cancel it with just a few taps.
Mm-hmm. And you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they help create a custom budget and keep your spending on track.
Wowie zowie, I just looked it up. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Uh-huh. Can you believe it?
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, Adel.
Oh. Well, can I tell you a little secret? I was lying.
I'd love to.
Didn't send money into space. That would be stupid. I sent a bunch of my books into space to help aliens get smarter.
That's where we keep our money.
Yeah, I knew you were never going to read all those books, so I hollowed them out and filled them with money.
Oh, no. Well, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. Rocketmoney.com/riddle.
We don't need money. We have friendship.
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 We have friendship.
We have friendship.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, Adel, Aaron, I am putting the finishing touches on our Penguin Baseball League website, powered by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether we're just starting out with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, or managing a growing brand with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with our audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on our terms.
Phew, thank goodness we use Squarespace, because now we can upload video content, organize our video library, and showcase our content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to that content. So people might need to pay a couple extra dollars to see these cute little penguins sliding into third.
Plus, with Squarespace, we can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. And that's the hardest part about doing Penguin content, is because their sizing is wildly out of whack. You never know if you're going to get a big penguin or a small penguin, but with Squarespace, you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. And I hope these penguins grow the way I want, because I'm going to need them to grow really big to play Penguin Baseball.
Oh, yeah. All of our teams need to grow really big, right? We all agree?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And of course, you can also add courses to your Squarespace site. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. So we can teach other people how to play Penguin Baseball. You can start with a layout that fits your brand, upload videos, and customize everything with next-generation editing technology.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Domains are where penguins live.
Huh. Oh, we did some sort of call. The penguins are flying towards us.
They're coming here.
They're
coming here.
They're running.
And we are back. It's Money, 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 Puzzies, Puzzies, Puzzies. It pays to be right. Addle Refi's Honey Dollar Giveaway.
Addle Refi's Honey Dollar Giveaway.
Based on the book Addletude, My Life in Riddies and Puzzies.
Uncle Addle writes a check.
Money, 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 puzzies, puzzies, puzzies. It pays to be right. Addle Refi's Honey Dollar Giveaway.
Based on the book Attitude, my life and rates in place.
I'm allowed to write a check.
Fuck me, that's too fast.
And let's check the scoreboard. We're at Aaron has $34. JPC has $17.
Damn.
I still think you're going to win.
We wasted more money up buying that fucking scoreboard than we do with prizes.
It's an investment, I told you.
That's true. I feel like he stole this from a high school football field.
Yeah, who are the...
high school football court, Aaron.
Oh, right.
Who are the little boy eagles?
That's the Philadelphia professional team.
We had an entire hockey team come to World News last night, and we asked the hockey team they asked a question on the show, which was, how can we win more games? And we asked them what their name was, and they said that their name was the Junior Kings. And I was like, the first thing you could do is up that status
to just Kings, because otherwise call them princes.
That's what JPC said.
No, someone else said that.
No, you said that.
Yeah, it could have been me.
Was it me?
Yes.
Anti-Shaggy?
Uncle Ed, all right, that check.
Was it me? I couldn't remember.
So it's Aaron 34, JPC 17. Let's take a quick break to get to know our contestants' financial situations.
Whoa, 17 is exactly half of 34. I've got my work. I'm going to have
you. Get
me.
Your work. Cop out for you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, you both have I listen to my co-hosts, where you can... solely focus on a card, not have to worry about the stress of buzzing in. Let's get back to it. So what do these three things have in common? Mount Rushmore, Seinfeld, the Beatles.
Puzz.
Ooh, I think JPC was slightly ahead.
Mount Rushmore, Seinfeld, and the Beatles?
Mm-hmm.
They all dated women when the women were in high school. Oh, hold on. That's just Jerry Seinfeld. He did that when he was a successful comedian with
Beatles.
A television show.
I'm saying the Beatles.
She was just 17, you know what I mean? Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Teddy Roosevelt, come on. Rough Rider, come on.
Speaks Softly, Carry a Big Stick,
come on.
We know what you're doing.
So mine was a joke answer, Aaron. Please.
Oh, you know.
What's that?
You know what it is.
I was literally only thinking of the joke answer. They all have been stoned.
Four.
What is it?
It's four people. It follows four people.
Okay.
Four. They're both four, aren't they? Yeah.
Can you explain yourself?
Like the Beatles have four people in
it. Okay. And who are the four people in Seinfeld?
Elaine, Jerry, George, and then the neighbor.
The neighbor.
Oh, I don't know.
You're both wrong.
Okay.
Does anybody want to take another guess?
Mount Rushmore, Seinfeld.
The Beatles.
And The Beatles.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Aaron's right, but there's a different answer here.
Okay.
It does have to do with one of the four people you mentioned.
Jerry Seinfeld?
Every one of them has a George.
George.
They all have Georges.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, of course they do.
Washington, Constanza, and Harrison.
Constanza.
They all have Georges.
Constanza. JPC, you get $5. That brings you up to
George 20. Harrison is my...
Least favorite Beatle?
He's my favorite.
He's my favorite.
Yeah. Really?
Of course he's my favorite.
Oh, absolutely. Something?
Yeah.
Something, While My Guitar Gently Weeps?
My love grow.
He also, personally, and this is going to cause some waves, I feel like he has the best solo albums.
Oh, okay.
Think McCartney, but I think George has the best solo albums.
I like some Wings songs, and I like some Paul McCartney
but
stuff.
I feel like George had the best solo albums.
Yeah, George after Beatles was real cool.
Real cool. Got My Mind Set on You in that video? Yeah. Come on.
But I think Something is the best bridge of any Beatles song. Change My Mind.
I don't know. I mean, for my money... I think Joe Walsh has the best solo albums of
My Maserati goes 185.
We listened to that this morning.
I divorced my wife. Now I can't drive.
That song's 8 minutes long.
I'll give somebody, so it's $34 Aaron, $23 JPC. I'm going to introduce my own. I listen to my co-hosts.
We don't have any facts about you.
I think I've said it on the podcast two or three times. Does anybody know my favorite Beatles song? I'll give you $5.
Oh, fuck. We also just talked about this. Is it...
It's a Paul song.
Is it the one that's like...
It sounds wildly different than most songs.
Lady Madonna?
It's not Lady Madonna.
Under the sea in an octopus's garden.
Wait.
Ringo stole that from Paul.
Your favorite song is a Paul song.
It's a Paul song. George is my favorite, but my favorite song is a Paul song. It sounds very different. It's on the White Album. It's a story.
Eleanor Rigby.
About a young man.
Oh, Rocky Raccoon.
Rocky Raccoon. Oh, you've mentioned that.
$20 JPC listens to his co-host.
So there's
$20.
No.
Oh.
I gave him $5.
There's a which brings my total to $20 because I lost three. There's a bit in the movie Role Models where David Wayne is singing a Wings song, and I think it's Paul Rudd in that movie is like, that's not a Wings song. He's like, yeah, it is. It's not. Mm-hmm. And the joke is he just made up a Wings song. But then it's a funny bit, but it's a throwaway. But in the credits of that movie, he has a Paul McCartney impersonator like sing
record
the song
that he wrote. That makes me want to watch Role Models again. Let's get back to it. Here we go. What do these three things have in common? Back of the neck, the kidney, below the belt.
Puzz.
Yes.
Places I can come.
Oh, I mean, all comes below the belt.
Can you say the three again?
Back of the neck, the kidney, below the belt. You ever come on a kidney?
Puzz.
Yes.
Places where if you get punched, you will ejaculate blood.
I don't know. I think I'm tired.
Oh, wait. Back of the neck, below the belt. In the kidney?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry I read this wrong. My neck.
Do
my
it.
Back.
Do it again.
My kidney.
My pussy.
And
my
crack.
My neck, my back, my kidney. And
back
my...
of the neck, the kidney, below the belt. If nobody gets this right, we remove $5 from the game.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Puzz.
Yes.
These are places where you can't hit someone in boxing.
These are all illegal contact. Aaron just says, yeah. Illegal contact areas in boxing. So I'm going to give JPC $4 for getting it right. I'm going to give Aaron $1 for being supportive, even though this is a game show.
Yes, good.
So it's $32.35.
JPC and I are in love now because we both said tomato.
I know something about my co-mates. I know something about my cohorts.
I'm so proud to be your cohort.
Philip, Trisha, I don't know
so
if you know
proud
each other.
Cohorts.
I know something about my cohorts.
Great. So, JPC, this next card you can have to yourself if you get this correct.
If I get it correct.
What is the height of Aaron's brother-in-law, Mitch?
Oh,
she's mentioned it before.
Ugly son of a bitch. Okay, so 6'3". Fuck me,
Aaron. I believe he's 6'7".
He's 6'7".
And your sister is 5'1" or something.
4, I think.
5'4", 6'7".
So what happens now is
6'7".
Aaron, you get this all to yourself.
Okay.
Either you get it or the $5 is removed from the game.
A gorilla of a man.
What do these three things have in common? a baseball field, a guitar shop, the military.
Oh my God, I don't know.
A baseball field.
Let's think about it.
A guitar shop.
Baseball field.
The military.
Guitar shop. The military.
Baseball field. Guitar shop. The military. Also, for this one, just a little help. Think along the lines of George. No, I'm sorry, Paul. Think along the lines of Paul.
Paul?
Mm-hmm. From the Beatles.
What?
I think you just said it.
Yeah, I think you just said it.
Yeah, bass. They all have bases.
What was it?
They all have bases.
They all have bases. A baseball field, a guitar shop, the military all have bases. Aaron, you get $5. You're $40.
They also all have Dodgers.
The draft.
Draft Dodger, baseball, LA Dodger, mm-hmm. and Dodger is
yes.
British
Roger
for
Dodger.
Drums.
Mm-hmm. I went to a...
Oh, a couple of Dodgers and Tom Toms.
I went to a Kishibashi concert this past week. It was incredible. I cried the whole time. I loved it. But his bassist is the singer for Tall, Tall Trees, which is another band. But he's the most incredible bassist I've maybe ever seen in person. And there's a point in the show where he plays bass with his drumstick.
Ooh.
And it's so mesmerizing to watch. And it's like incredible. And then also I've seen him play a banjo with a toy laser gun.
When you say he plays bass with his drumstick.
With a drumstick.
Okay. So he's taking someone else's drumstick.
Maybe. I don't know. I think it's specifically meant for that. But anyways, if you can look up the guy from Tall Tall Trees playing bass, try to. Because, I mean, I never notice. I'm not a musician, so I don't really notice when people are incredible. But he's incredible.
Do you say I never notice when people are incredible?
I never notice when musicians, it's usually someone I'm with who plays an instrument really, mm-hmm. really well or has been in a band, can let me know. But it is, it's amazing to me when I notice on my own how.
Yeah.
I never notice when people are incredible. The other day, I'm in line at the bank. It's like a 15-minute line. And then I'm just standing in this line waiting. Person in front of me gets up to the front of the bank. The teller goes, oh my God, are you Elastigirl?
I was just going to...
Elastigirl in front of me in the bank for 15 minutes.
I literally was about to make the joke after Aaron was done. I never noticed when people are incredible. I watched a Pixar movie, and I was like, what, did they forget to put the film on here?
You should give JPC a point for having the same.
Are we in love?
Maybe we're in love.
Are we in love? JPC, you get a dollar to bring you up to 33, which is my favorite number.
Also, there was a proposal at that concert I went to, and it was my dream proposal, and it won't happen to me. It'll never happen to me because I saw it happen. It was amazing. For the encore, he comes to the middle of the audience and plays an acoustic set, and he does three songs. And in between the second and the third song, which are the two most romantic songs he's ever written, he pulled a girl up, and her boyfriend proposed to her, and the whole audience loved it. And I was like, I got filled with a rage, and Sean called me out for it. He was like, you're so jealous right now. And I was like, I don't even want to get married. I'm so jealous.
And Sean, last night, Sean gave you a promposal?
Yeah, I'm going to senior prom with him, I guess.
I can't wait for 10 years from now, Aaron finally opens that fucking microwave, and there's a ring in it. There's been a ring in it this whole time.
It's still dirty?
It's filthy.
And he's like,
we both long moved out and broken up.
Rap for Daddy.
Okay.
But we're gonna do a little rap for Zatarans. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a slight mix of this so that Aaron feels set up for success. Mm-hmm. Aaron, what's going to happen is you're both going to rap for Daddy, but Aaron's going to do the A and the B, and JPC has to pay them off.
Oh, fine.
Oh,
does that make sense?
I just pay off Aaron's rhymes.
Yeah, so she'll
mine,
do an
I'm
A,
still going to be bad at
A,
it. I can't wait.
You'll do a B, you'll do a B.
And am I trying to set him up for success or mess with him?
It's up to you.
Well,
okay,
yeah.
I'm gonna genuinely try to make your life easier.
This is going to go very wrong for both of us.
I know.
And the topic is proposals.
Mm-hmm. do you want me to start with my name is blank?
You can start with whatever you want.
I mean, I would appreciate it.
Okay. My name is Boyfriend, and I'm here to say...
I like my girlfriend, and I like her this way.
So now's the time to get on one knee.
And forget that, it's time to pee. Peeing while I'm on one knee is easier, it's the best way to pee. I'm closer to the ground, I'm closer to my prick. That's where everybody starts to get sick.
no.
Was that about proposals?
Sure.
Aaron, I'm going to give you $5 for that. JPC, I would give you money, but then instead of working with Aaron, you worked solo, and I don't appreciate that.
Yeah,
I loved it.
I started my own solo project about a guy who pees when he kneels down.
I think that was just your autobiography.
I think if I ever tried to propose and I got down on one knee, I would be very concerned that I'd immediately start peeing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just the most natural way to pee.
Yeah, of course. Naturally.
One knee to the ground.
Name for me, dollar per correct answer. You don't have to get all of them. The five original X-Men from the comics of the 1960s.
Puzz. Wolverine.
It. Incorrect. Aaron?
Puzz.
Yes.
I don't know X-Men at all. I'm so sorry, everybody. Please don't be mad at me.
Okay. I'll still give you money if you can describe them.
The gist.
Or if you work in...
The gist.
In,
that's one of them.
If you describe them, I'll give you the point. Or if you can work in the names of your ex-boyfriends, the X-Men in your life. but they have to be men. They have to be... So yeah. Over 18. Boyfriends from when you were... Yeah.
Okay. The one...
or if you describe your
ex-boyfriend. Xavier, the one who owned the school and lied to me about his age.
I know who both of those are.
Yes, yeah. Both named Xavier.
yeah.
So that's 2 points. You want to describe any other ex-men? Or ex-boyfriends?
Yes. The one who can
she's also describing Friends
stuff,
episodes.
Can melt stuff.
Okay.
And also used to put orange Starbursts in my wallet because he knew I liked them, and I would see them on my way to work.
Okay. So I'm gonna say that was probably Cyclops you were describing.
Yeah.
Who melts stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give you that. So that's another $2. Any other ones you want to describe?
I was going to say, I thought Aaron was going to say the one who melts stuff and the one who can't melt stuff anymore because they don't clean the fuck up.
You heard it here
He's
first.
My ex now.
He's your ex. He's your ex man. Any other ones you want to describe?
How many?
That you have?
Two.
There's four left.
There's four left. Okay.
Four left? I thought, there's five? Wait.
There's five original ones. They didn't have Professor X on here, but. I am going to count that
okay.
because to me,
sure, yeah,
he's well, always
sure, of course,
he's always a woman to me.
The tall, woman tall who can trees. Go, who's starts as blue but can become anything, and
that
the,
is Mystique, and she is not an original X-Men.
Okay,
and Simon Cowell.
Ice, cold ice.
Yes,
cold ice.
They wrote a magic show about me and told me it wasn't about me, and I went. And,
oh no!
And it was humiliating.
They wrote a magic show.
Yeah.
How do you write a magic show? Like
how do you write a magic?
They're actually an incredible
like
magician.
Magician.
He's a great guy, but he wrote a magic show and sort of didn't make it clear to me how much of it was in me. How much of it I was in. And it
Aaron,
was like
I'll
a
give
little,
you a dollar per inch if you tell us.
Ew. It was sort of, I just got really misled. And he sort of made me out to be a villain in the show.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like how dare this girl not like me when we first met?
Barf,
and it was
boo.
Like really sad and weird. And
And then Aaron, the joke I'm going to make is that you then made him $2 if you get it right. So it sounds like you made him
an X-Men.
Okay. JPC, do you know what I'm going to say?
Disappear.
JPC gets $2.
And also, Aaron, that show wasn't about you. I kept telling you
JPC,
it was
enough.
About
tomato.
My mom.
Tomato.
Okay. Here we go.
He's a good guy.
This is for $5.
I just don't want.
Does he listen to the show?
I know. He's just nice. And also the Star Wars guy is nice. The only one who was a nightmare was the age one. I just want that to be clear. I don't want to, like, I've dated some very kind people.
And you did say the age one.
Yeah, the one who lied about his age.
Great.
Again, Friends episode titles.
Okay, here we go. What do these three things have in common? Bacon, comics, malls. Bacon, comics, malls. Don't forget, Aaron, you have I listen to my co-host left. Mm-hmm, and
Bacon, comics, malls.
Yep, and you have to puzz in. Bacon, comics, malls.
Darth Comics, Darth Malls, Darth Bacon.
Darth Bacon. Can I call for a scene?
Sure.
Yeah.
I want to see a scene where JPC, you're Darth Bacon, which is sort of a play on Darth Vader. And Adel, you can be whatever character from the Star Wars universe you want to be talking to Darth Bacon.
It's going to be Jar Jar Binks.
I know.
I know it is.
Oh, Darth Bacon.
Mario, I'm glad that you've come.
I'm going to win the war against the stars.
What do you need from me, Mario?
Yahoo, I'm so glad you asked. I need from you a pipe.
I have a pipe. It looks like this. Boom.
Ooh.
Boom.
A lightsaber.
No, I can't. I'm Darth Bacon. Legally, I can't say lightsaber. I've got to call it a Baconator.
You can say that, but not lightsaber?
I'm sponsored by Burger King.
Oh.
Or Wendy's.
Okay. Do you want to choose now?
Nope. It's a co-sponsor. Hold on, I'm getting a call. Go for bacon.
Oh. That's so stupid.
Aaron, I'm going to give you $4 because I enjoy that you included me in the scene work.
I'm so self-conscious about
all the scene. Mm-hmm.
Shitting on all those boyfriends. I'm grateful that anyone's ever dated me.
JPC, I'm going to give you $2 for making the music your ringtone. That was kind of fun.
We didn't finish that one, did we?
We did not. Bacon Comics Malls.
Bacon Comics Malls.
We're at Aaron has $55. JPC has $37. If neither of you gets this, $5 removes from the game, and you both have to rep for daddy.
All of these will be things that Kevin Smith is remembered for and the cause of his death.
Incorrect.
Comics.
But correct.
I don't know.
I'll give you another one. Bacon Comics Malls Chicken.
Bacon Comics Malls Chicken.
America.
Bacon Comics.
America.
Bacon Comics Malls Chicken. And a woman named Sapphire.
Bacon Comics Malls Chicken. A woman named Sapphire.
Or we'll say a woman named Ambrosia. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm sorry, Adel.
Turkey bacon, turkey chicken, egg
okay,
malls.
So you do have to both rap for daddy.
Damn it.
The correct answer is they all come in strips.
Strips.
Bacon strips, comic strips, small strips, chicken strips, and a woman named Ambrosia.
Strips.
I assume strips.
Strips.
So we're going to do the
I wish I could be a
working
stripper.
In tandem.
They have
what
the best bodies.
Name? Okay, so you have
Aaron.
To.
Aaron. My name would be Aaron. I'm sure I would be proud.
Rap for daddy so about stripping. Here we go. Mm-hmm.
Strippers have the best bodies.
We're doing it this way?
Yeah.
She just pointed at me like that was part of the rules.
Okay, I'll do the whole thing, I guess. Strippers have the best bodies because they're strong and they've turned into hotties.
Great. And it's real quick, just to help you.
No, I got it. I got okay. it. I'm killing it.
She's got it.
You need a lot of strength in your core. What they do is never a bore.
It's Monday night, I'm the strip club king. I come in here and I order wings. To my table, extra sauce. Watch the strippers, then I'm off.
Any notes, Adel, or you liked it? You loved it.
No notes.
You loved
and
it.
And no money.
He loved it.
I loved it. So there's $8 left in the pool. I'm going to give you each $4.
Seriously, they're so strong.
That brings Aaron up to 59. That brings JPC up to 41.
Fuck.
We're going to go into our lightning round where each question, if you get it right, you can steal from your opponent.
Got it.
Cool. Don't forget to puzzle in. Here we go. This is going to be pretty quick. What do these three things have in common? A trophy fish, a horse, and a tack.
A trophy fish, a horse, and a tack?
I'm sorry. It's a trophy fish? A trophy, comma, fish?
A trophy fish.
Okay.
So like a fish that you are proud of, you want to show off.
Oh, okay. Pause.
Yes.
You mount them all.
They're all mounted.
Yes.
JPC
you should have added
42.
Aaron to that list.
Aaron's
high five
at 58.
Me.
Smash.
Ow!
Ow!
My elbow. Your elbow.
What do these three things have in common? Jack, Johnny, Jay.
Puzz.
Yes.
I know something about my co-host. I just want to say something about JPC.
Okay. Name one of JPC's brothers.
He doesn't tell us their names. He doesn't.
Sure he does.
No, he really doesn't.
On air,
do you know?
Haven't? Yes.
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've said them on air, right? Am I crazy?
I can't. The fact that, well, I'm not gonna help you out here.
They're in some part of my brain. I think I only know one, though.
You can say one.
Or name a hat that JPC has?
Clit hat, CLT.
Perfect.
Clit hat.
You still have to answer this.
Do you feel comfortable saying your brother's names right now?
I want you to say my brother's
names. No, I'm just saying, are we allowed to?
Wait, are we not allowed to talk about family members?
Well, you can't talk about the one that's gone. The one that got eaten by the
one that got away?
Wolf.
The wolf that you set.
That I set free.
Yeah.
You can't talk about that one.
What are your brother's names?
He was eaten by a
Kevin.
Wolf.
Kevin. And then the
from
other
Kevin
one.
And Susie's.
Kevin.
Your brother was eaten by a teen wolf.
Wait, what is your older brother's name?
Kevin.
And then your younger brother's name.
Kevin.
No, JPC, tell me.
They're both named Kevin, except one of my brother's name is Jesse Brown.
Jesse?
Jesse Brown.
And then Kevin. Is that true? Kevin. It's Jesse, Kevin?
Yeah.
And then whatever your name is.
Tommy. Jesse, Kevin, and Tommy, the boys.
Okay.
This is supposed to be a lightning round.
You'd be a real cute Tommy. Sorry.
Thank you.
No, this is fun.
Sorry, Adel.
No need to apologize. So, Aaron, you still have the question. Jack, Johnny, and Jay, what thing do they all have in common?
Are they in rhymes, like nursery rhymes for kids?
No.
Then I don't know.
Unless, if you can tell me a nursery rhyme involving the name Jay, then I'll give it to you.
JJ, made of hay.
Uh-oh.
The game's over. Aaron wins.
He can't go
Aaron
to the
wins.
Bonfire.
Aaron wins.
Jack off, Jay off, John off.
JJ, made of hay. He can't go to the bonfire. That's my favorite thing ever said on the podcast. Aaron, I'm giving you a full $100.
No,
I don't care.
No. You should care.
You're getting $100.
Please.
You should care.
You should care. Please don't give me
$100. You should care.
I'm picturing like... A grandma sitting down to read a children of bedtime
like a
story.
JJ,
made of hay. He couldn't go to the bonfire.
Aaron, if you ever want to read a book of children's poems, that could go on that book.
Oh, no one would buy that.
Okay.
That was incredibly.
What was the answer? I'm so sorry.
Jack, Johnny, Jay are all hosts of The Tonight Show.
Of the
of
tonight,
course they are.
Jack Benny, Jay Benny,
Ryan.
John Benny,
Johnny Carson,
Johnny
and
Five is alive.
Jay Leno, and then it was
Conan O'Brien.
Who's the best? Mm-hmm. And then Jimmy Fallon, and then the next
is going to be
Aaron Keefe,
Melissa McCarthy.
Wait, is Jimmy Fallon still the host of the Tonight Show?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is Stephen Colbert host?
The David Letterman,
former David
slot.
Letterman,
light that's
the
late
show
night. Yeah.
Late
okay.
night.
Yeah.
Aaron, I'm going to give you a full $100 because I'm
insane.
Mama of my werb.
He's a mama of his werb.
That's insanely sweet and unnecessary. You can give me $59 or $69, whatever it was.
I'll give you $69. Is that what you prefer?
That's what I prefer.
$100 from you will be humiliating. I did not deserve it. Yes,
I'd like to go on the record and say that's what I prefer.
I have a question.
Yes.
What is everyone's favorite late night host?
I mean, it used to be, it's currently John Oliver, but is he considered a late night host?
Yeah, I guess so. Okay.
I think he's won Emmys for that.
Well, then that would be mine too, but I think your conventional.
Carson Daly.
It used to be Jon Stewart. I don't know. I don't really, I guess I like Stephen Colbert.
No, Jon Stewart didn't do late night though. He had
10:30, right? 10?
but late night,
If John Oliver's considered late night, John Stewart was, because Daily Show came on way later than the last week's
Tonight. Yeah, I guess that was 10:30.
I really enjoy Stephen Colbert, but I don't like how religious he gets. He gets overly religious and starts to talk to people.
It's his religion.
Yeah.
Catholicism.
But I find him incredibly funny.
I also
love the writing staff is
Colbert
great.
Report, so it's hard. Oh, yeah. I compare it to that sometimes.
What is yours, Aaron?
Growing up, I loved Letterman. We were a real Letterman house. But I think now that I'm older, I think Conan in general. But Seth Meyers, to me, is the best interviewer.
Oh, he's great.
He's so good at being specific with people and making people look good and also relaxed, I think.
And Aaron, you're wearing a Letterman jacket.
I am.
That's in honor of David Letterman?
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
But it says Seth Meyers on it.
I don't really watch late night, and I haven't in a decade of the Tonight Show or Late Show or whatever those shows are, the network late night shows. But I always loved Conan O'Brien's show growing up when he was in the late slot, mm-hmm. The after Tonight Show
that
slot.
That's pretty magic.
Because it was just the swings that they would take with the sketch writing that they did. And then they had the reoccurring characters like the masturbating bear and stuff like that.
Anything John Glazer or Brian Stack did, mm-hmm. those guys are both
very, very funny.
Yeah.
That's mine.
Do we want to wrap our plugs? No? Okay.
Money. It pays you to be right. Adderify's $100 giveaway.
Adderify's $100 giveaway.
Based on the puzzletude. All right, so check.
I'd like to cede my plug time to Aaron doing a rap song.
Oh, great.
Okay,
and
great.
It's a rap about my
plugs. Here, Aaron,
plugs.
I'll set you up. Here we go.
Okay. Follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram. That's my real plug. Go ahead. Okay.
My one plug is if you're in Chicago, check out a little place called Kingston Mines. It's my favorite place to go.
Okay.
Do you see any plugs?
No, I'm ceding my plug time for this rap song.
Okay. Here we go.
It is a rap about my plugs.
So it's going to be AABB. Aaron, you're going to pay off what I say.
Okay.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, my name is Adel, and I'm here to say...
It's a rap about my plugs.
Time to end this podcast at the end of the day.
I eat too much food, feeling pretty poopiter.
Poopiter?
See you next time. We're off to Neptune. Oops, Jupiter!
My favorite brand of soap has to be Lever.
Justin Bieber.
Bye forever.
That was a HeadGum podcast.